91X News.
It's 28 degrees and partly cloudy, feeling like 36 with a Humidex at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. Southern Ontario and Quebec will be getting some relief from sweltering temperatures that soared as high as 37 degrees yesterday. Forecasters predict today's high for Ottawa and Montreal will, quote, only be 31. Much of southern and southwestern Ontario will get up to 33. The heat wave in the U.S. is blamed for up to 22 deaths in the Midwestern and Eastern states. Forecasters say the extreme heat stateside is expected to intensify today. Norway's public broadcaster NRK says one person has been confirmed killed in the explosion at the government's headquarters in Oslo. Witnesses say several other people have been injured. The BBC's Ala furnace was nearby when the blast happened.
You can actually smell the burning from the blast. So it seems that it did actually come from behind the main skyscraper from the government building.
A government spokeswoman says Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg is safe. Belleville police attended a residence on Foster Avenue in response to a report of a break and enter early this morning. It was reported that a male and a female were observed within the residence stealing electronics and personal items. Police located a male and female matching the description of the thieves sitting in lawn chairs near a dumpster located in the parking lot on Dundas Street East. Investigation led to the arrest of a 25-year-old Belleville male for break and enter and possession of property obtained by crime. A 41-year-old female was also arrested for break and enter. Both will appear in provincial court for bail hearing today. A Quinte West man faces charges of impaired driving after an incident in Belleville early this morning. A black Dodge Ram pickup truck was observed squealing its tires and traveling at a high rate of speed on Bell Boulevard and then on North Front Street. The vehicle then entered on the 401 ramp and veered off, spraying gravel and dust. The driver, 18-year-old Christopher Doolittle, was charged with impaired driving and is scheduled to appear in provincial court next month. The second man convicted in the death of a Picton woman was sentenced yesterday in a Belleville court. 33-year-old Mark Chapman will spend 7 years behind bars for his part in the death of 26-year-old Stephanie Gardner. The Prince Edward County single mother was beaten, strangled, and stabbed to death at a beach on Papineau Lake near Bancroft in the fall of 2009. Chapman pleaded guilty to manslaughter a month ago. 23-year-old Kevin Rutten is already serving a life sentence for second-degree murder and Gardner slaying. The RCMP say they arrested a man on a Central Alberta Reserve where a boy was shot dead last week, but it's not clear if the arrest is linked to the crime. Sergeant Patrick Webb says the man was arrested Tuesday night on the Sampson Reserve near Hobama during a search for firearms. The man has since been released and has not been charged.
And the only charges under consideration for him right now would be firearms related. Our investigation is still ongoing very much in that community. A lot of people have stepped forward with information, but we still believe there are people out there that have pieces that we need.
Police say they seized a firearms-related item, a magazine of bullets. 5-year-old Ethan Yellowbird was hit in the head by a gunshot on July 11th while he slept in his bed. Police say more than 40 people were rushed to hospital after a tour bus traveling from Hamilton to New York City was struck from behind by a transport truck. The driver of the rig died in the fiery crash that occurred on Interstate 90 in central New York State. Authorities say 46 people were taken to hospital with 30 treated for injuries. Two were airlifted to a hospital in Rochester. There's no immediate word on their condition. It has taken 18 years, but the U.S. military will announce today that it's ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that prevented gays from serving openly in the service. Reporter Andy Field has more.
President Clinton started Don't Ask, Don't Tell as a compromise. It let homosexual men and women continue serving as long as they didn't reveal they were gay. After congressional hearings and military surveys, the Pentagon will certify that it will not hurt American security if gay men and women serve openly. But it will still be another 60 days before they can officially stop pretending.
The Pentagon has done months of internal studies and training to gauge how troops would react to the change. For many Canadians baking under skyrocketing summer temperatures, it's a case of grin or perhaps grimace and bear it. But Canadian press reporter Nina Chowdhury says for people with seasonal mood disorders, sunny days are a reason to smile.
Vancouver psychiatrist Dr. Raymond Lamb says light's lifting effect on mood is mediated through the eyes, not through skin exposure. Lamb says the main theory is that light affects the biological clock in the brain that controls many hormones, our sleep-wake cycle, and our moods.
The Mood Disorders Association says 2 to 6% of Canadians will experience the disorder at some point in their lifetime. Another 15 to 20% experience a milder form, commonly called the winter blues or winter blahs. And a fracas over a service dog has cost a McDonald's manager her job. Authorities say an off-duty manager, Tiffany Allen, became angry when a woman walked into an Atlanta-area restaurant with her autistic son and his service dog. A warrant says Allen followed the woman out to the parking lot and punched her in the face. She faces several charges. That's 91X News to 1205. Sports is next.
Are you tired of one-minute showers?
Is your well keeping you a prisoner?
Don't let your well worry you anymore. Contact Larry at morewater.ca. More Water can repair your drilled well for far less than drilling a new one.
Visit morewater.ca or call Larry at 613-378-6755. That's 613-378-6755.
Chris Blanks holds the opening round lead at the Canadian Open after posting a 3-under 67. Kingston's Matt McQuillan is the top Canadian at 2-under. McQuillan collected 5 birdies throughout the round and says it's better to be safe rather than sorry at Shaughnessy.
Some long par 4s out here, but sometimes 3 right off the tee is the play. So long as you get it in the fairway, you get a chance to get it up near the green, then you have a chance. But if you miss fairways off the tee, you got no chance, you're just chipping out. So fairways and greens most of the day, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
The Lions look for their first win of the season tonight when they host the Hamilton Tiger Cats to open week 4 of the CFL season. BC is 0-3 and off to its worst start since 2002. The Lions have lost to Montreal, Calgary, and Edmonton. Hamilton is 1-2. Ricky Romero struck out 9 Mariners in 7 in the third innings as the Toronto Blue Jays beat Seattle 7-5. Jays right fielder Eric Thame says Romero was outstanding.
Ricky was dealing. I mean, his changeup was working really well. He had him out front a lot of pitches, and you know, he pitched his tail off for us.
The Blue Jays open a weekend set tonight in Texas. Toronto sends Jojo Reyes to the mound against the Rangers Colby Lewis. Canada has dropped 2 places to number 8 in the FIFA Women's World Rankings after its disastrous performance at the World Cup. The Canadians failed to win a game and exited after the first round in Germany. The U.S. remains atop the rankings despite losing to Japan in the final in a penalty shootout. Japan was unchanged at number 4. NFL owners have approved a new 10-year tentative proposal to end the league's work stoppage. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says it's time to get back on the gridiron.
It is time to get back to football. That is what everybody here wants to do.
NFL players have not signed off on the deal. There are still issues the players want addressed and no word on when they may vote on a proposal. And Tiger Woods' former caddy says he's wasted 2 years supporting the golf star. Steve Williams lushed out at Woods after he fired him this week, ending a 12-year relationship. Woods' career and his personal life have been in the tailspin for nearly 2 years. Williams says he was prepared to, quote, hang in there through the thick and thin. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. A high 32, except 27 near Lake Ontario. A UV index of 10 or very high. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing late this evening, low 22. Sunny tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy in the evening, a high 31. And Sunday, sunny, a high 27. At 12:08, it's 28 degrees, feeling like 36 with the Humidex. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.